Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on Blue Zone Wellness on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm broadcasting from the Orlando, Florida area, as we do every Sunday here from 4 to 5 p.m. I am a traditionally trained naturopathic doctor with a practice as well as a ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. We say many, many people in our time have become very interested in natural and alternative therapies, and it is my goal to try and help educate you in that direction. So be sure to join me right here every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. as we discuss some of the great insights into natural medicine and into alternative therapies. We have a very, very packed show for you today, so I'm not going to spend too much time with respect to the information that I normally give you with respect to contacting me. But I'll be really brief and just let you know that you can follow me or friend me at facebook.com/naturedoc to stay up on some of the different posts that I make with respect to alternative medicine. Or you can follow me also at Blue Zone Wellness on twitter.com. You can visit me at Blue Zone Wellness, or you can visit bluezonewellness.org, or as well as we have a lot of information at phase3ministries.com. /WordPress. That's PHASE, the number 3, ministries.com /WordPress. You can also visit us at bluezonewellness.org. Again, we have a very packed show for you today. We're not going to do the final segment with respect to the healing herbs, healing supplement, because what we're going to be talking about, the show is just so packed today that we've been going through our series on different vitamins and minerals and how they benefit the body, because in this first segment we're going to be talking about magnesium and vitamin D anyway, so that will kind of fill in for that segment, and we'll go back to that segment next week. But we have such a packed show today, and we're not going to delay any longer. I'm going to take a really, really quick break, and we're going to come back and we're going to get right into the show. We have, again, a very fascinating show, which I think you will be that you would enjoy. I'd just like to remind you as well, if you would like to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's toll free, 917-889-2207. And also we have the chat room open. You can visit the chat room here at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. If you don't want to call in, you can do so. You can just send a chat message at the chat board. And we'll be back after this brief message, and we're going to get right into this show.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on bluezonewellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Again, thank you for listening, wherever you may be listening around the world. Special hello to my friends over in Costa Rica. It looks like we may be coming back again this year. We're not sure, in July, for 10 days of medical missionary work and teaching, hands-on, and how to go about healing in an everyday fashion. Now, we're going to get right started, and we're going to start off with our first article, and this is our Week in Natural News Review. This is where we talk about and discuss and analyze articles that have come out that we have found of interest during this week. And again, I will be dealing with an article. Typically, the articles that we talk about in this segment are articles that came out within the last week, but I want to take in, we're going to talk about an article that I had written at my website some time ago, which didn't fall into that realm of being written in the last week, but it's something I think is important, and I think we should talk about it here. So we're going to take an article that I had written a while back, actually, and it deals with parasites and worms. It's a very important issue, and we're going to talk about and analyze that as well. And we're going to talk about the first article we're going to talk about is an article that came out on just today, published at naturalnews.com, entitled "Low Magnesium Levels Predict Health, Heart Disease Rather, Risk, and Increased Mortality by 50%. Now, this is something I've learned in my practice. Magnesium is very, very, very important for your heart, and not only for your heart, but for other systems. We mentioned it briefly, but in the context of this article, just remember, magnesium is crucial. It's a crucial mineral. And according to this article, the author goes on to point out how magnesium is a ubiquitous mineral that has been found in abundance in the human diet for countless generations. And over the past 50 years, this essential nutrient has been systematically weaned from the vast majority of our leafy greens and our vegetables because of the poor soil conditions, as the author points out in his article. Also, because of the way that the food is processed, etc. Now, magnesium is required for proper electrical signaling within the heart muscle, and it also helps stabilize a normal heart rhythm. And so deficiency of magnesium mineral has been shown to increase arterial stiffness. It increases blood pressure and as well as the workload of the muscle, of the heart muscle, and hereby directly impacts your cardiovascular health as well as your mortality. Researchers from Japan, according to this article, publishing the result of a study in the journal Atherosclerosis, have found that increased intakes of magnesium in the diet may actually reduce your risk of cardiovascular mortality, that's basically by dying from a cardiovascular event, by about 50%. And so this is, magnesium is very beneficial for the muscles as a whole. If you can go into muscle cramps when you have magnesium deficiencies, of course, in the heart is a muscle. And so it would make sense that if you can have a cramp in, say, a leg muscle from having a magnesium deficiency, how much more could you have heart problems when you have a magnesium deficiency? I've recommended magnesium for women who suffer from menstrual cramp pains. And typically, if they take I recommend the magnesium calcium liquid. And typically, I've seen them get extreme relief in about 20 minutes after taking a tablespoon of the magnesium calcium liquid to help. Again, the uterus is a muscle, and so muscle fiber there, and so this is one of the reasons that it helps with that. It's a little more involved than that, but just know it helps. And so the article goes on to say further, the author in this article goes on to point out how prior research works have determined that low magnesium levels are the best predictor of heart disease. Contrary to the traditional belief that cholesterol or saturated fats play the biggest role. And he goes on to say further, in a cohort of studies spanning over the last 40 years, scientists have found that low magnesium levels are linked with all known cardiovascular risk factors, including high blood pressure, arterial plaque buildup, calcification of soft tissues, excess cholesterol levels, and hardening of the arteries. So that's a smorgasbord of things that can occur in the body when you have deficiencies of magnesium. So you can cut the risk that you would die from a heart attack or a cardiovascular event by 50% by upping your levels of magnesium. And let's look at that again, the things that over the past 40 years, different studies have shown, again, that low magnesium levels are linked with all known cardiovascular risk factors. factors, including high blood pressure, arterial plaque buildup, that's plaque in the arteries, calcification of soft tissues, excess cholesterol levels, and hardening of the arteries. Researchers determined, the article says, that decades of elevated calcium intake have not been balanced with increased magnesium intake, and consequently in the U.S., dietary calcium to magnesium ratios are actually increasing. So many people have been led to believe that they just need to take copious amounts of supplemental calcium to maintain their bone health, not realizing that if you don't have the right amounts of magnesium to offset the calcium, actually calcium can do harms and cause calcification in your arteries, and that also is not a good thing. So there has to be a balance between these two minerals. Usually in the body, certain minerals and vitamins, almost always, they work together. They work in conjunction. And when you get into a situation where you have too much of one and you don't have enough of the other to balance it off, you can do additional damage. Now, the Creator has put in the foods the right amounts of vitamins and minerals and nutrients, amino acids, etc. This is why when we eat copious amounts of raw, fresh fruits and vegetables, we're getting all of these minerals, all of these natural medicines in the amounts that the Creator intended, and we don't have to too much worry about that. Notwithstanding the stripping away of the minerals of the soil and giving us the depleted foods now, notwithstanding that, the foods generally when grown on healthy soil and have not, all the nutrients have not been stripped out by processing, they have the right amounts of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, etc. And so this is one of the reasons that we talk about those laws of health, the trust in the Creator and the sunshine and the exercise, the water, the air, the rest, the diet, and self-control, realizing that the Creator who created the body best knows how it functions and how to treat it. The article goes on to say further that Dr. Carolyn Dean, or rather the article cites Dr. Carolyn Dean, the medical advisor of the Nutritional Magnesium Association, and quoting her, it says she concluded, quote, heart disease is still the number one killer in America in spite of over two decades of statin use. Statins are basically cholesterol drugs. The fact that low levels of magnesium are associated with all the risk factors and symptoms of heart disease, she says, not only heart disease, but hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, heart arrhythmia, angina, and heart attack can no longer be ignored. The evidence is much too compelling. And basically pointing out how we can see not only can the same factors that affect heart disease, they also affect, we've said this before, diabetes in most cases. And so magnesium is very important also, again, in heart disease and hypertension and diabetes and high cholesterol and heart arrhythmias and heart and angina, etc. Arrhythmia being irregular heartbeat and angina being pain in the heart or chest area. And so the authors note that the nuts and legumes are an excellent natural source of magnesium, yet many people avoid them due to the misconception that they are unhealthy due to the high fat content. Talking about the authors of this study from Japan that was published in the journal Atherosclerosis. And the daily requirements, according to this author here, for magnesium are about 320 milligrams for women and about 420 milligrams for men, although most people take in less than half of these minimum amounts, leading to significant deficiencies over time. And so here we just want to point out that you need to make sure that you're getting magnesium in your foods by eating leafy green vegetables, eating copious amounts of fresh fruits and vegetables. And you may even need, because unless you're eating the majority of your food that you're eating is organic, or you're growing your own food, you're going to need to take a magnesium calcium supplement. Again, unless the majority of your food is organic, and you're not eating loads of processed foods, and or unless you're growing your own food, which is it's not, you'd be surprised at how much food a small garden can produce, and not only can it produce, but it can significantly reduce your food bill as well, if you can cut back on the amount of vegetables or fruit that you may be purchasing at the store. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. It is about 4:14 on the Sunday afternoon. We're in our first segment, the Weekend Natural News Review. If you would like to call in, you can do so with a question or comment at 917-889-2207. We're going to move now to our next article, which is 10 symptoms of vitamin D deficiency that you need to recognize. 10 symptoms of vitamin D deficiency that you need to recognize. Now, we've talked extensively on Blue Zone Wellness about how important vitamin D is. So we're not going to rehash those things that we've talked about. If you haven't listened, you can go back on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness, and you can listen to the show that we've talked about vitamin D3, the type of vitamin you need to use, how much you need to take, the right kind. We've talked about all of those things, so we're not going to rehash that, but we just want to recognize this article that points out the 10 symptoms of vitamin D deficiency that you need to recognize. And the authors, again, this one was taken also today, this one we decided to put this one into. It actually was a little older than last week, but we wanted to put this one in because I think it's very important. It's again taken from naturalnews.com, and it cites a study by the University of Zurich, and that confirmed that sufficient amounts of vitamin D taken consistently are necessary to maintain bone health. And they go into talking about some of the things that can be indicative of vitamin D deficiency of the 10. The first one is the flu. And they cite a study published in the Cambridge Journals. And in this study, it was discovered that vitamin D deficiency predisposes children to respiratory diseases, i.e. the flu, the colds, asthma, etc. An intervention study conducted, according to this article, shows that vitamin D reduces the incidence of respiratory infections in children. Also, the number two thing that has been affiliated with vitamin D deficiency is muscle weakness. So according to this article, Michael F. Hollick, a leading vitamin D expert and muscle weakness, he's a leading vitamin D expert. He said that muscle weakness is usually caused by vitamin D deficiency because for skeletal muscles to function properly, the vitamin D receptors must be sustained by vitamin D. So if you're deficient in vitamin D, one of the deficiency symptoms could be muscle weakness. Another deficiency system pointed out in the article is psoriasis, which is skin disorder. And they cite a study published by the UK PubMed Central, where it was discovered that in this study, now they use synthetic vitamin D, which I would prefer not to use synthetic vitamin D. Again, the best source of vitamin D, of course, is the sunshine. But anyway, they use synthetic vitamin D analogs, and they found that it was very useful in the treatment of psoriasis. So if you have psoriasis, one of the things that you may want to look at is your vitamin D levels. Finally, they pointed out how chronic kidney disease, I know this to be true. If you listened to the show for a while, you heard that we had Dr. Morgan on, and he was talking about a friend of his who had a kidney infection. He couldn't get rid of it, and it's just a chronic kidney infection. And they tried a lot of different herbal products. He tried some processes and programs, and they couldn't determine what the problem was. And finally, when he went to get the blood test, they determined that there was a vitamin D deficiency. And within days after being put on levels of vitamin D, the issue went away. And so this article in this regard also points out how chronic kidney diseases can be indicative of vitamin D deficiencies, again, D3. So according to Hollick, expert in this area, patients with advanced chronic kidney diseases, especially those requiring dialysis, are unable to make the active form of vitamin D. These individuals need to take, according to this article, of course, vitamin D3 or one of its calcium analogs, basically vitamin D3, to support calcium metabolism and to decrease the risk of renal bone disease and regulate parathyroid hormone levels. And so here you have the benefit of vitamin D3. If you or a family member or a loved one you know has kidney disease, especially early stage, you want to catch it before you have to get into a dialysis state. But D3 has shown to be very beneficial in this area. A deficiency of D3 can also help contribute or lead to diabetes. This article points out that a study conducted in Finland was featured in Lancet.com, in which 10,366 children were given 200 international units a day, I'm probably 2,000 international units a day of vitamin D3 per day during the first day of life, starting from the first day of their life. The children were monitored for 31 years, And in all of them, the risk of type 1 diabetes was reduced by 80%, which is very significant. So diabetes, one of the numerous benefits or deficiency signs can be diabetes. Then there's asthma. Vitamin D may reduce the severity of asthma attacks. Research conducted in Japan revealed that asthma attacks in school children, according to this article, were significantly lower in those subjects taking a daily vitamin D supplement of 1,200 IU's international units a day. Again, so if you have asthma, know someone else who does, you want to look at your vitamin D levels. Of course, with your overall healthy lifestyle, but you need to consider that vitamin D3 may be an issue. Periodontal disease is another one pointed out in the article that could be indicative of low vitamin D levels. Those suffering from this chronic gum disease, the article says, which causes swelling and bleeding of your gum, should consider raising their vitamin D levels to produce defenses to the microbial properties and the other biochemical systems within your main body system and in your mouth. Vitamin D3 is a very, very beneficial supplement to help prevent and even reverse problems with your dental health. And not only that, I've talked about studies on here before, and I've written articles that are indicative that your dental health, bad dental health can actually lead to bad health otherwise. In fact, I did one article where we discussed how women specifically, men too, but women to a greater extent, who have issues, dental issues, actually have a higher incidence of heart attacks and other heart issues, because sometimes the bacteria in the mouth that causes cavities and other things actually travel through the bloodstream down to the heart and other areas and can cause other problems. So if you have dental issues, that can be indicative of larger issues later on. Another one pointed out, the D3, benefits of D3 and deficiencies can lead to cardiovascular disease. And the author's article points out that congestive heart failure is associated with vitamin D deficiency. And the research, they cite research conducted at Harvard University among nurses, and it found that women with low vitamin D levels had a 67% increased risk of developing hypertension. So that's very significant. So if you have low vitamin D levels, the likelihood that you are going to end up with some form of heart disease or hypertension specifically is almost 70%. That's very significant, seeing as how heart disease cardiovascular disease is the number one killer. And trust me, if you have hypertension, it's not just hypertension that's a problem. There's other problems involved as well. Next, the number nine on their list is schizophrenia and depression, being one of the being another issue. Both of these issues can be indicative, at least, of vitamin D deficiency. These disorders have been linked to vitamin D deficiency, says the article, and they cited a study and wherein was discovered that maintaining sufficient vitamin D among pregnant women and during childhood was necessary to satisfy the vitamin D receptor in the brain, integral for brain development and mental function maintenance in later life. And last but not least, is cancer. And they cite a study at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C., wherein it was discovered a connection between high vitamin D intake and reduced risk of breast cancer. Now, we shouldn't find that surprising. These findings, according to this article, presented at the American Association for Cancer Research, revealed that increased doses of the sunshine vitamin, vitamin D, were linked to a 75% reduction in overall cancer growth and a 50% reduction in tumor cases among those already having the disease. So even if you already have the disease, and even if you already have a cancer, getting vitamin D3 into the system is still very, very, very beneficial. Now, you are listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening. We are in our first segment. Again, you can call in with a question or comment if you like at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Also, if you don't want to call in, we're also in the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness and visit me there in the chat room or leave a question or a comment, and we'll see. We realize that many people don't like to call or talk. At any rate, we're going to move on to our next article, is one or that I've written, and this is entitled, Are You Being Eaten Alive from the Inside Out? And we're going to talk about parasites, and you can read this article right now at my website if you would like. We're going to discuss it a little bit here. And I start off in the article by quoting Dr. Herman R. He was a fellow of Royal Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene of London. He wrote, quote, parasites are the missing diagnosis in the genesis of many chronic health problems, including diseases of the gastrointestinal tract and the endocrine system. Most individuals would be truly amazed if they knew the extraordinarily high number of Americans who were unknowingly infected by parasites. And you'll notice he pointed out how parasites can affect many, many areas of the body, including diseases of the gastrointestinal tract and endocrine system. So I wonder how many diseases, of the gastrointestinal tract where parasites play a significant role in diseases like Crohn's disease and inflammatory and some of these other inflammatory bowel diseases, and also diseases of the endocrine system, diseases like pancreatitis or diabetes. And well, pancreatitis is not really a disease, it's inflammation, but there's an issue there, and long-standing chronic inflammation is going to lead to disease. So, you know, no doubt parasites there can cause that issue. I also quote, because I actually had written two articles in our Angels of Life Natural Health Journal, and I actually also cite from an article that I had written in Volume 4 of the Angels of Life Natural Health Journal, and I'm going to quote what I said there. I said, quote, pathology can result from pneumonia caused by a worm's migration through the lungs, blocking of the gastrointestinal tract, or the bile or pancreatic duct. Moreover, parasite infestations can cause even more severe problems. And then I cite Hazel Parcells, who's a DC, or ND, and a PhD. She writes, make no mistake about it, worms are the most toxic agents in the body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of disease and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. And she goes on to say, I strongly... And another quote I have here, it says, this is from Leo Gallen, MD, from the Townsend Letters for Doctors in 1988. He wrote, I strongly believe that every patient with disorders of immune function, including multiple allergies, especially food allergy, and patients with unexplained fatigue or with chronic bowel symptoms should be evaluated for the presence of intestinal parasites. Again, that was Leo Gallen, MD, from the Townsend Letter for Doctors. He wrote that back in 1988. Finally, I quote Peter Wiener, PhD, the chief pathobiology at the Walter Reed Army Institute back in 91. And he wrote, quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the United States. It's just not being identified. And I can tell you right now, if you're listening to this show, it's probably about a 95 to 99% chance that you have parasites, and especially if you consume flesh. There's a very, 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 very good chance that you have parasites, especially if you have animals that you keep in the house and you allow them to lick your face. And if you walk around barefooted outside in the dirt and sand, or if you don't wash even your fruits and vegetables appropriately, there's a very good chance that you will have them. The problem is that a lot of people are already sick or not healthy. And if the system is already compromised and you have lots of parasites, that can be even more troubling. Now, let me get back to this article. The Angels of Life Natural Health Journal, which is published at our site, which you can read. And I wrote in here, overall, I quote World Health Organization, rather. Quote, overall, about 1.5 billion people have roundworms, making it the third most common human infection in the world. And whipworm infects 1 billion people, and more than 1.3 billion people carry hookworm in their gut, and 265 million people are infected with schistosomes. And so now we're going to discuss in this article a few types of worms. The most common type of worms are roundworms. These include pinworms, hookworms, ascarids, and threadworms, and tapeworms. Roundworms are contagious intestinal parasites, and they're shaped like earthworms. They're only a little bit smaller in size. However, they can still be seen with the naked eye. Many parasites or worms can't be seen with the naked eye, but some of them can. And roundworms are one of those that can actually be seen with the naked eye. Now, the roundworm, the adult roundworm, lives in the lumen of the small intestines. And the female may produce up to 240,000 eggs each day, and these which are passed with the feces. And fertile eggs can actually become ineffective after about 2 weeks or 18, almost 3 weeks, 18 days to a few weeks. The adult roundworm can live 1 to 2 years. So that, as a question, you know, are we being eaten alive from the inside out? Because if you are the host, that means they are consuming some of what you eat to live. Next is tapeworms. Tapeworms vary in length from an inch all the way up to 30 feet. So a tapeworm can get extremely, extremely, extremely long. Moreover, they can survive for up to 25 years in your body. So the tapeworm can actually live in you for a quarter of a century. And pinworms, in contrast, are white. They're about one-third of an inch long, and they're thread-like. Depending on the type of worm involved in the severity of the infestation, there can be a variety of symptoms. We're told in Prescription for Nutritional Healing by James and Phyllis Bach. They also tell us in the book Prescription for Nutritional Healing that in some cases there may be no symptoms at all, even though you may be infested with worms. And in some cases, the worms may even be seen in the stool. And I was talking to a friend of mine just a couple of weeks ago who was infested with worms when she was a child. And she told me she'd become very sick, and her belly had become very swollen, she said. And then she went to the doctor, and they began to give her medication. And she talked about how she just passed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of worms. Now, again, the tapeworm, let's look at a little bit more the description of these worms and some of the ways that you can pick some of them up. Again, the tapeworm is considered, you know, the fish tapeworm. You can get it from eating fish, the beef tapeworm, and the pork tapeworm. They can be obtained from eating raw or undercooked or infected meat. And again, adult worms can reach a length of more than 15 feet. And as I said earlier, the tapeworm, the male tapeworm, can actually reach a length of 30 feet. And the pork tapeworms can actually enter your brain and cause seizures. Fish tapeworms can produce over 1 million eggs per day, and it can grow up to 33 feet. And this worm is normally half an inch long and is usually white or gray in color. Now, white worms, they come in all sizes, from tiny pinworms to those that look like spaghetti or angel hair pasta. These are white worms. So if you see something coming out and you haven't eaten spaghetti or pasta, and I hope that you're chewing your food, that it's not coming out that way. But if you see small, tiny pinworms, or rather worms that look like spaghetti or angel hair pasta, you know that you may have a pretty good idea that you may have a parasite white worm infestation. They're also, we're talking about red worms. These look like earthworms, and they exude actually from the colon wrapped in balls, and they can reach up to 6 inches long. Again, those are red worms, and they look like earthworms if you should pass one or some. Then we talk about inchworms next, because I'm just referencing the article that I done, because we're still in the Weekend National News Review, and I want to get this out to the listeners. We're talking about this worm infestation. And again, inchworms, these are thick, pencil-sized, black, and bumpy, and they are about 2 inches long. They're called inchworms. Again, they are thick, like the size of a pencil. They're black, and they can be bumpy. Then you have black worms. These are 10 to 12 inches in length and leave the colon wrapped in, quote, yellow acid water, end quote. So they're in basically in a they're in an enclosure. And again, these are black worms. They can be 10 to 12 inches in length. So that's 10 inches to 12. That's almost a foot, or 10 inches to a foot, actually. And they can leave your colon and wrapped in yellow acid water, and they nest deep in the impacted colon wall. Next, you have pinworm. These are tiny parasites that wiggle out of the anus cavity, and they have the appearance of white rice and are about 3/4 of an inch long and are thicker than white worms. Then you have curved parasites, which are hookworms, which are about 6 inches long, and they are grayish, and the infestation is as high as 50% worldwide of hookworms. And the hookworms actually grip the intestinal wall, and they suck your blood. And against quite a few people, according to the statistics, seen infested with these worms. Then you have thread worms. Thread worms are cream-colored parasites as thin as a thread. And they often come out of people by the hundreds. Then you have stick pin worms, which is they're 1 inch long, and they have a head like a pea. They're perfectly round, and small ones are white, and the adults are black. Then you have worms referred to as little fish. These are fish-type parasites with heads and tails that swim out of the colon in schools, and they average about 1/2 inch long. So again, this is why we ask the question, are we being eaten alive by parasites? Next is fuzzballs. These are round parasites with fur on them, and they are from 1/4 to 3/4 inch in diameter, and they have a yellow. They are yellow in color. Then you have spiders. Spider worm. These are worms that have an appearance similar to that of a spider, and they are colored brown, and they are often about 1 inch long. The earlier pinworms can cause severe anal itching, especially at night, because the worms would tend to migrate outside the anus to lay eggs, and they can cause insomnia rather than restlessness. And many times children will have them at night. They'll be asleep, and they will be scratching that area. And many times the parents will not understand why they are scratching that area, and oftentimes it's because they have pinworms. And so, again, those are some of the symptoms of pinworms. Next, you can look at hookworms, and hookworms can actually cause itching on the soles of the feet. And in some instances, they can even cause bloody sputum, fever, rash, and loss of appetite. And so, again, as I said earlier, about 50% of the people worldwide have these hookworms. Thread worms can actually cause coughing or bronchitis. They can also cause abdominal pain, diarrhea, and even gas, and preceded by tiny red abrasions that actually sometimes itch. These are some of the indications or symptoms of being infested with thread worms. And then you have the small tapeworm. The small tapeworm can cause weight and appetite loss, as well as abdominal pain and vomiting and even diarrhea. And the large tapeworm, again, we mentioned that the tapeworm can get up to 30 feet inside of you, depending on if it's a pork tapeworm or fish tapeworm or beef tapeworm. They all tend, as I mentioned earlier in the article, they have tend to cause a little different, have a little different issues. The large tapeworm can cause similar symptoms as the small tapeworm. I said the small tapeworm can actually cause weight and appetite loss, as well as abdominal pain, vomiting, and diarrhea, whereas the large tapeworm can cause similar symptoms, usually without the weight loss. So tapeworms are worthy of particular notice, in part because of the size to which they can grow within a human being. Again, as I said before, the fish tapeworm is a broad, long worm, often growing to lengths of between 3 and 7 feet at maturity, and again capable of attaining length of up to 30 feet. It is the longest tapeworm invading humans, with as many as 4,000 segments, and the main body of the worm is virtually filled with male and female reproductive organs, allowing it to reproduce an incredible number of eggs, of often more than 1 million eggs per day. And the adult attaches to the wall of the intestines with the aid of 2 sucking grooves located in its head. And so here you have a parasite, which a large tapeworm that typically grows often grows to between 3 and 7 feet at maturity, but can get as long as 7 feet, and can actually have up to 4,000 segments, and can actually lay up to 1 million eggs per day. That is a phenomenal amount of eggs that can be laid. And so here is one of the reasons why you want to stay healthy and you're not and have and make sure that the body is kept in more of an alkaline state than an acid state, because the more acid your body is, the more conducive it is for these parasites and these worms to live in you and to eat you alive. Now we're going if you listen here, you listen to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We've been talking about these different types of worm parasite infestation. And this is the segment where we talk about news articles, we discuss and analyze, and this just happened to be one that I had actually written myself and on my website, and it was entitled Are You Being Eaten Alive? And I'm just referring to this article. If you just join us, if you're listening in, I remind you, you can call in if you like with a question at 917 or a comment, 917-889-2207. It's toll free. Again, that's 917-889-2207. We have about 20 minutes left. We're going to continue before we move on to our next article. We're still going to spend a little bit more time on these worms and parasites. We've already looked at how they can get into essentially any organ in the body and cause problems. And we've talked about how pork tapeworms can actually get into the brain and can cause seizures and even death. And they can get disrupt your endocrine system, get into your pancreas and cause problems, get into your joints, eat out and cartilage, all kinds of problems they can cause. And hey, you can see here, you can get a large tapeworm and it can essentially cause serious problems, as we see here. As I pointed out in this article, the adult, and I'm quoting here, is ivory or grayish yellow in color and can live in humans for 20 years. Humans are the final host of this worm, but first it must pass through a tiny freshwater crustacean and then to a fish. The larva that infects a people is frequently found in the intestines of freshwater and marine fish. It is sometimes found in the flesh of freshwater fish or in fish that are migrating from saltwater to freshwater for breeding. You can be infected by eating raw, lightly cooked freshwater or certain migratory species of salmon, perch, pike, pickerel, and turbot. The popularity of eating raw fish dishes such as Japanese sushi and sashimi helps to spread the disease. And I'm still quoting from the article. Are you being eaten alive? Some people are constantly hungry because the tapeworms are eating most of the food. There are times when the worm gets so large that it will cause a colon blockage, and some people a severe anemia can develop because of this tapeworm's ability to consume most of the host vitamin B12. Folate may be reduced as well. With the anemia that results, neurological symptoms can manifest, including numbness, loss of vibration sense, and even some eye problems. All of this can be caused by this tapeworm, a large tapeworm. So as you can see, parasite infestation for some people can cause lots of problems. According to the Natural News, according to the Natural Remedy Encyclopedia, the pork tapeworm and the beef tapeworm are more common than the fish tapeworm. And I'm quoting from the Natural Remedy Encyclopedia from this article, quote, pork is an extremely dangerous food to eat. The larvae of pork tapeworm frequently burrow through the intestinal wall and travel around the body in the blood. Epilepsy and if they infect the eyes, blindness may result. So here you have worms and parasites again. As we said before, it's an epidemic for many nations. Even in the U.S., which is considered more of a nation on the high end, many of us are infested with parasites and worms. Now, as I point out in this article, there are four pathways that we can be infected when it comes to parasites: via food or water, which are sources of the roundworm, amoeba, or Giardia, via a vector like a mosquito carrier of a dog heartworm, malaria, a flea is a carrier of dog tapeworms, the common house fly can actually transmit cysts and et cetera. Via sexual contact, where partners can transmit different types of trichomonas, and etc., amoeba, through the nose and skin where pinworm eggs and Toxoplasma gondii can be inhaled from contaminated dust, hookworms, etc. And there's some that can penetrate exposed feet as well as bare feet. Another parasitic pathway is the airplane. Extensive foreign travel has exposed people to a whole gamut of exotic diseases never before encountered in their homeland, even. Now, Dr. James Bach, M.D., and Phyllis A. Bach, CNC, whom I quoted earlier in this from the Prescription for Natural Healing, they write, quote, worm infestations can range from mild to severe, even life-threatening, particularly in children. They result in poor absorption of essential nutrients and, in some cases, loss of blood from the gastrointestinal tract. Malabsorption resulting from parasitic infection makes one susceptible to many diseases because it results in diminished immune function. Parasites are more common than most people suppose, and they can be behind many illnesses, including colon disorders. They are common in people with AIDS, chronic fatigue syndrome, and many other disorders. Now, what are some natural solutions? Again, I'm taking this article from phase3ministries.com, an article that I had written a couple of years back, and it's still there. You can just go to phase3ministries.com, scroll down, and you will see the Angel Life Natural Health Journal. You can read it there. Share it with your friends, your family. It's very important. Now, let's look at some of the natural solutions. Aloe vera taken in any form is very effective in helping to eliminate worms and parasites. Other herbs that actually help expel worms are Cassiocarya sagrada, wormwood, cloves, echinacea, golden seal, burdock root, and black walnut, just to name a few of them. So the Creator has given us many things that can help rid the body of worms and parasites. Additionally, we have to remember we have to remove things from our diet and from our lifestyle that would tend to increase the likelihood that we would increase the number of parasites that we may carry or pick up. That again goes back to following those laws of health. Trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control. We have to watch what we eat. Be very, very careful if you have pets. We Americans, we've gotten to the point to where we have our pets, where we're sleeping with them, and they're licking us in our faces and all manner of things. This opens you up to parasite infestation, that you can pick them up from your animals. So it's very, 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 very important to look very closely at cleanliness and overall how you overall clean, carry the body, your overall lifestyle. Grapes fruit seed extract is also helpful in destroying parasites. According to the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, one can take black walnut extract and chaparral tea or tablets, eat pumpkin seeds, and also figs. Also drink fig juice. A hot water enema points out with 3 teaspoons of salt water to a quarter of water may get rid of pinworms. So, again, some of the things that can help rid the body of parasites include, outside of the herb that I spoke about already, a grapefruit seed extract is helpful in destroying parasites. Black walnut, according to the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, black walnut extract can actually, with chaparral tea or tablets, eating pumpkin seeds and figs, and also drinking fig juice. And it points out one of the good things to do for pinworms, which are the ones that causes anal itching more in most cases, is a hot water enema with 3 teaspoons of salt to a quarter of water, which may help get rid of the pinworms. The Japanese, they point out, actually use ginger to get rid of worms, and research has shown this to be true. And one notable solution is diatomaceous earth, which actually, you can take these capsules for 3 weeks, and you can actually rid yourself of the worms, of the parasites, because when they eat diatomaceous earth, it actually causes them to disintegrate. It cuts them to pieces, essentially. Garlic is very effective for pinworms as well, as well as roundworms, as well as other parasitic infections. Finally, according to Dr. Hoda Clark, who's a naturopathic doctor, who I think she passed away just last year, or maybe year before last, I mentioned her in Volume 4 when I written on parasites the first time. And quoting her, she says, quote, getting rid of all parasites would be absolutely impossible using clinical medicines that can kill only one or two parasites each. Such medicines also tend to make you quite ill. Imagine taking 10 such drugs to kill a dozen of your parasites. Then she says, good news, perhaps for the drug makers, but not for you. Yet three herbs can rid you of over 100 types of parasites, and without so much as a headache, without nausea, without any interference, without any drug, with any drug that you are already on. And then she points out which three they are, and she said they are nature's gifts to you. Number one, the black walnut hulls from the black walnut tree, wormwood, and clove. She says these three herbs must be used together. Black walnut hull and wormwood kill adults and developmental stages of at least 100 parasites. Cloves kill the eggs. Only if you use them together will you rid yourself of parasites, she writes. If you kill only the adults, the tiny stages and eggs will soon grow into new adults. If you kill only the eggs, the million stages already loose in your body will soon grow into adults and make more eggs. They must be used together as a single treatment. Again, you can go on my site there at faithfewministries.com, and you can basically read through the entire article and see pictures, etc., of what we've been talking about here. So again, remember, you want to keep your body healthy. You want to not create an internal atmosphere or an internal terrain to where the parasites can proliferate. And it's very difficult for them to survive in a healthy body. If you have an unhealthy body, though, not only do you open yourself up to other diseases, but you also open yourself up to the attack of parasites. Not only the attack, but for them to just stay there and to take up space for free without paying. It's not free because they're taking your nutrients and causing other problems in the body. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. I knew we were probably not going to get to one article that I really wanted to get to. It was talking about how medical ripoffs threaten your health and financial security. We're going to get to that one next week, though. We're going to make a point to get to that one next week. And it was an article that came out this week at Mercola.com. But it's a very interesting article, and it's an article that I really think you need to hear. And it helps us see why many, many tests and things that are often ordered by our doctors, etc., they're actually not necessary. Not only are they not necessary, but they're not helpful. In some cases, they're harmful. And not only that, they're costing more and more money, which you're paying for things that you don't actually need. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a real quick break. It's about a minute break. And we're going to come back and we're going to deal with our healing food segment. And we're going to be talking about coconut and coconut oil. This is a question people ask a lot, and we're going to talk about a few ways, three or four, maybe five ways of how coconut oil actually can boost your brain function and protect you against disease. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches, and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archived versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness as we are almost about to wind up here. We're going to go into the last 4 minutes or so of the show. I'd like to thank you for listening, wherever you've been listening from in the world. I'd like to remind you to join us here every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we talk about some of the latest natural health news and remedies and whatnot, and analyze and discuss these things. Now, we're going to go over into our healing food segment, which I said today that we weren't going to go into the third segment of a healing herb or supplement, simply because we've been going through a series talking about the benefit of nutrients, minerals, etc. And because we dealt with part of our first segment, we dealt with that anyway, so we'll go back to that next week. But I want to talk about coconut oil and some of the benefits of it. Now, coconut oil, one of the best things it's good for is for weight loss. And coconut oil actually contains a unique type of fat known as a medium chain triglyceride, or MCT, that the body actually processes differently from most other types of fat. And so rather than have to be mixed with bile from your gallbladder in order to digest and assimilate, the medium chain triglycerides, the MCTs, are actually absorbed directly by your liver, which actually converts them into a substance known as ketones or keto acids. And these feed the brain and also protect against brain atrophy or brain shrinkage. Besides helping to boost your energy levels naturally, these same ketones are actually believed to promote fat loss. And because the only time the body produces ketones is when you fast or when you consume MCTs, which are contained, again, in the coconut. And which is why coconut oil is uniquely suited to help you naturally achieve certain weight loss goals. So a lot of my friends over in the Caribbean, they would drink the coconut water, etc., which is very, very beneficial for your body. So if you're doing that, keep doing it. Drink more. Over there, you just go into the tree and take it off and begin to drink it. A lot of times, they're still on the side of the road, which is very beneficial. The natural saturated fat that's contained in coconuts is actually very, very beneficial as well for brain function. It turns out that these saturated fats are necessary actually for brain function, and contrary to popular belief, these saturated fats from coconut and other sources are not unhealthy, but in fact, they are needed by the body to prevent and treat neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. In fact, pediatrician Dr. Mary Newport, medical doctor, she knows firsthand the benefit of how these important saturated fats from foods, natural foods, and how they are healthy for brain function, because she actually published a study in 2008 documenting her successes in treating her husband's brain degeneration with coconut oil. She says, quote, "Our cells can use ketone bodies as an alternative fuel when glucose is not available." She says brain cells, specifically neurons, are very limited, more limited than other cells, and what kinds of fuel that they can use to function and to stay alive. Normally they require glucose, but they can also use ketone bodies. It is urgent that funding become available to move forward for the sake of the millions who currently suffer in the future, she talks about, and learning how using substances such as coconut oil to help benefit the brains of those many, many people who have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and some of these other diseases. So coconuts are very beneficial for your brain. Again, also the coconut and coconut oil are also very beneficial to help protect you against high cholesterol and heart disease. Because another characteristic of a coconut oil is it tends to decrease your HDL, which is your good cholesterol, and it also decreases your bad DL. Your LDL or your bad cholesterol. And so by consuming large amounts, people often ask me, is coconut oil good for you? Yes, it's great for you. We're about out of time, so we're going to have to finish. We'll finish next week a little bit about the coconut oil, and we'll talk about how medical ripoffs actually threaten your health and your financial security, and how many of these things are not even necessary to be used. And this is one of the things that's driving up healthcare costs and one of the reasons why we should make a shift more towards prevention and alternative therapy. You've been listening to Blue Zone Wellness. Be sure to join me next week from 4 to 5 p.m. right here. Thank you for listening. Have a good week.